everyone. This is the Secular Atheist Podcast, and as usual, it's going to be a shit show. Who else would I have other than PragerU? This has just been a fucking novel, fucking giant book of PragerU videos. I got to really find some, go to Daily Wire, do some different fucking videos, because this propaganda meal is just one of the worst that I've ever actually had to deal with. They posted a video. This is just a few hours ago. The video is titled, "We Won." And the sad part is, when conservatives win, the world loses. And the crazy part is, they didn't really win shit. They didn't really win shit. And I'll go on to explain how they didn't really win shit.
The Biden vaccine mandate is as good as dead. We said do not comply, and you did not comply. In fact, over a million of you signed our petition saying as much. And today, together, we kicked the government's ass. Today, the Supreme Court decided by a huge majority of 6-3 to stay the Biden administration's unconstitutional private employer vaccine mandate. It's just a tremendous day for the American people and a tremendous day for the founding.
Okay, so it was just a lot right there. First of all, I don't get how they can trip about that and then also trip about the gay wedding cake thing. But judging by how the gay wedding cake thing went and how the person won and it ruled in the favor of the person that didn't want to make the cake, when you walk in stores, if that store wants you to wear a fucking mask, guess what? They have by law can tell you that still without a fucking vaccine mandate. It's already been done in the law. And guess what? The sad part is you guys made it happen. You guys established. I don't know if you know how laws work and whatnot, but if there's some shit where it's a case where we don't know what the fuck to rule, when the ruling happens, after that we usually follow those rules of the ruling. That's how our system works. And they set up the gay wedding cake rules. Well, those gay wedding cake rules can apply to masks. You guys may still have to wear masks. So the outrage when you go into a place now and you still have to wear a mask, I wonder how salty that's going to be, how shitty that would taste. Maybe you guys would just stop shopping there. Good, we don't want you Karens around anyway. You know, we'd rather go in the store and be able to get what we want and get out and have a friendly day. We don't want to see you throwing a tantrum in the middle of the fucking store, you know. So it's really kind of a win-win. I guess we won. But I'm really kind of confused because they said, we said do not comply, you did not comply. But that's weird, because if you look at the police situation, all you do say is comply. That's all you say over there with that part. The police beat your ass. You just somehow accidentally pissed them off. You were probably trying to tell them you're trying to be a people's person. It don't matter. You piss them off, they whoop your ass. You should have complied, right? But now they're like, don't comply. Which is weird, you know. I mean, if we can do something on that end where the people don't comply, maybe we can do something on the other end with this police brutality shit where we shouldn't comply at all. Yeah, I think we shouldn't comply because they didn't comply at all. I mean, what the fuck is this difference, really? But let's give them a little bit of rope.
Idea that this is a limited government of enumerated powers which exists to protect, not erode, the God-given freedoms of the people. More, the court stay will prevail even if the Sixth Circuit somehow rules in favor of the Biden administration at some future date. This spells all but certain doom for OSHA's unimaginable overreach into the private health decisions of some 85 million Americans whose only crime is having a job at a company with more than 100 employees.
I'm sorry, dude. OSHA is actually a good thing. Like, I get that they have those shitty ass regulations. There's a bunch of bullshit that comes with it. But at the same time, you need those regulations. Like, dude, have you worked in an unsafe environment? This, when I hear this, I hear this shit and I go, this person's clearly never worked in a harsh environment. This person's never worked in a factory. Their hands aren't cut the fuck up like mine from working in factories. You know, their hands ain't. I have permanent scars in my fucking fingers. I looked at my hands the other day. My hands are fucking checkered from working in fucking factories and fucking metal slicing my shit open, you know. And guess what? if I had my gloves on like OSHA said, I wouldn't have had to fucking worry, you know. OSHA's there for a reason. So of course these guys are anti-OSHA. And they're acting like the little dude, me, the peon, the little guy. The little guy is like, no, OSHA, what are you doing? Nah. OSHA don't even really give a fuck about us. OSHA's worried about you company motherfuckers. This is really what's really going on. I like how they try to trick the conservatives to be like, you're part of our team. Don't worry. You're just the weakest of us. You know, they don't really want to say that part out loud. They're just like, you're part of the team. Now, when some shit go down, you're going to figure out real quick. You ain't part of the team. It's a big club and you ain't in it. Judge George Carlin. But... there was another part there that I was going to touch on, and I totally forgot. So let's let them run.
According to the order, the Supreme Court said, quote, although COVID-19 is a risk that occurs in many workplaces, it's not an occupational hazard in most. COVID-19 can and does spread at home, in schools, during sporting events, and everywhere else that people gather. That kind of universal risk is no different from the day-to-day dangers that all face, from crime, air pollution, or any number of communicable diseases.
So here's the thing. So if that's the case, you know, if that's really the case, I should be able to walk into a regular place and sneeze in people's faces. Just fucking like right dead in their shit. They might strike me, you know, but I'm just saying, like, they're saying it's not really an occupational hazard. The things that you mentioned before, a lot, some of those are actual occupational hazards. The common cold is the flu is an occupational hazard. You're fucking people up that don't need to be fucked up and don't want to be fucked up, you know? People don't want to get sick purposely. I just really don't understand. I'm drawing a blank actually right now. I'm gonna go back a little bit because there was something else definitely there that I wanted to touch on and I totally missed it.
According to the order, the Supreme Court said, quote, although COVID-19 is a risk that occurs in many workplaces, it's not an occupational hazard in most. COVID-19 can and does spread at home, in schools, during sporting events, and everywhere else that people gather.
So basically they're just saying, we know 1% of y'all die. Fuck them. That's what they would just say. Fuck them. You know? So, I mean, if that's the case, that's the case. I honestly don't even mind because, you know, I'm vaccinated, I stay in, I follow the rules and shit, and I'll do what I'm supposed to fucking do to help the community. And I look at it and I think, I'm probably not going to die from it, but a lot of conservatives probably will. And I don't even know if I'm okay with the death of my enemy, honestly. Because when the Joker's gone, who the fuck do we got left to fight, you know? But then again, we could just worry about making Gotham a better place. But then again, I just...
Universal risk is no different from the day-to-day dangers that all face, crime, air pollution, or any number of communicable diseases. Permitting OSHA to regulate the hazards of daily life simply because most Americans have jobs and face those same risks while on the clock.
Well, okay, so this is a grand opportunity for any leftist. Basically, if you're at work and you get COVID-19 or if a loved one gets COVID-19 and they die from receiving it at the workplace, you should sue. You should sue. They knew the risk. They accepted the risk. You get me? A shit ton of lawsuits should probably fly through. But then again, they'll find a loophole. They could easily find a loophole with that. And be like, can you prove that it happened there? Do you go other places? There's so many ways they could say, well, you caught it. You were in contact with your cousin and your cousin was in contact with this person. And, you know, they could easily do that, especially if you hang around conservatives because most of them like COVID. So it's really crazy. I mean, when are they going to have the AIDS parties? I mean, when are those are coming? When are they going to have AIDS orgies? You know, they're like, if we spread it, people will stop dying from it. They didn't have that reaction with syphilis and AIDS and shit. why so different? I guess because that one's sexual? I don't know. But what it is they really just don't want to wear a mask, and they are really scared of the vaccine. These people are truly afraid. They think this is all one giant conspiracy, but unfortunately, I think they may be they're right on one thing. We're gonna have to let COVID run its course, and what's gonna happen is it's probably gonna get a hell of a lot worse. Remember how it was gonna be 1% of the population dead? It could be, who knows? It could mutate. It's free to mutate and grow as much as it would like. So it could easily become 2 to 3, 4. Who knows? It could just exasperate itself. It could have a chain effect. Now, it's going to keep changing. That's what it does, just like the flu virus. And one day, I mean, hopefully they'll keep making vaccines, and this will just be like the flu. The reason why the flu vaccine is remade every year is because dumbasses exist. Fucking stupid people exist. So we have to keep making new vaccines. What's crazy is I predicted a lot, and it scares me a little bit. I know the people who were around me at the time are a little weirded out probably now, because I literally told them, hey, COVID might get really fucking bad. They were like, nah, no way. Psh, it got really fucking bad shortly after. Then I was like, well, they're trying to make the vaccine. When they do make the vaccine, there's going to be dumbasses who won't take it. Bam, now we got that. Now let's hope I'm wrong. Let's really hope I'm wrong. Because 5 to 6% of the population, just because of multiple mutations of the same virus, it's not a small number, you know? And that number would be directly... Am I living a fucking parody? Is this real life?
Would significantly expand OSHA's regulatory authority without clear congressional authorization. The whole thing is just that good. You really have to read every word. The order further states, quote, although Congress has indisputably given OSHA the power to regulate occupational dangers, it has not given that agency the power to regulate public health more broadly. Requiring the vaccination...
Doesn't the CDC have the power to do that? Didn't the CDC say it was like emergency? Then wasn't there a state of emergency declared? Like, what the fuck world are these fucking people living in? They must live in the clouds in fucking cities up there somewhere, and they just don't see what the fuck is happening. What the hell is going on, really?
84 million Americans, selected simply because they work for employers with more than 100 employees, certainly falls in the latter category. So what does all this mean? Well, it means we won. It means we're still free. It means the complaint...
Sorry. They think they won. And it ain't even... What is there? That's the problem. That's the main problem. We're watching you guys go out and literally harm yourselves. We watch the circle. You go out, act out some bullshit, and the boomerang literally fucking turns back around and smacks you in the head. And we hear you go, fucking leftists! And you pick up the boomerang and you throw it again with more fury to try to hit him. And we're far in the distance, nowhere nearby, like indoors, looking at you. And we're like, is he talking about us? Are they trying to attack us? Like, what's going on? It looks like he's at war with himself. And you guys literally are battling no one. You're battling no one. And it's been like this for the past almost 6 years. Probably longer, but since Trump, you guys have been fighting no one. You look and you find a target and you attack it. Mr. Fucking Potato Head. Who gives a goddamn? The world is on fucking fire. You're talking about Mr. Potato Head and Aunt Jemima. Companies, these are companies. You, who the fuck can force a company to do anything? If we could, the world would already be a better place if we could force them to do what the fuck we need them to do. Honestly, these companies make their own decisions and you didn't like them. Why fucking why? Who cares? I genuinely... these people aren't really living in the reality that exists. These people are like, I hate to do this, but this is the Secular Atheist Podcast. I do think a lot of it is related to a religion. If your foundation is wrong, if the foundation of where you begin is wrong, the rest of the shit you build on top of it is obviously going to be fucking wrong. And the sad part is, these people think there's a nice place they're going to go to after they die without any fucking evidence. I really wish I could just, you know, rip them off, be like, look, hook me up with $100,000. I got you. I'll have $1 million to your family or whatever after you die. I got you, you know. And, you know, they fall for it and give me, you know, $100,000. And when they die, obviously, I don't give them shit, you know. But I think it's a lot of religion. I really do. And the reason why I say that is, if you think this, basically, if there's another world out there for you, why would this one matter? Why would this one be important to you? And to a lot of them, it isn't. Some of them think they can manifest things by thinking, you know. And it's like, if that's the case, manifest a better world. Manifest, you know, end world hunger with your manifestation, you know, manifest some really cool shit, you know. But they can't, because they're full of shit. They can manifest shit straight out their ass, but they can't fucking, you know, manifest it from thin air, you know. These people that are at war with themselves, and they keep pointing. It's really fucking terrifying, because we're watching. Okay, here's a good example. For my comic book nerds out there, the left is a little bit like fucking Superman right now. We're just sitting there watching, and we're watching this fucking scientist, the elite or whatever, build Doomsday, and he just keeps going out, getting himself killed and being reborn. And every time he's reborn, he just goes, fucking lefties. Oh, he gets angrier and he just wants to kill us more. And we're like, dude, what the fuck is that? It doesn't even make sense. It's so stupid. And it's literally dangerous. It's so dangerous. It's strong enough to destroy the planet. And that's what is the most horrifying thought imaginable to me. Well, there's probably, I have a good imagination, there's probably a lot worse, but right now, in real time, in the real world, these people are very incredibly dangerous. If I made a fake fucking, I like magic, I'm a magician. If I made a fake prop and descended from the sky and had a giant microphone and made my hair really curly, they would think I was probably Jesus. And then all I would have to do is do some fake magic tricks real quick, and then hit them with the whatever I want them to do. After that, then they'll do it. They'll be like, well, aren't you going to take us? Oh, change of plans. I changed my mind. I want you to take care of your planet. I want you to live on it. I want you to actually be a multi-planetary species. That was my plan. That's why I put the moon so fucking close, you know. And, you know, some of them will wait and know immediately. They'll be like, hell no, Jesus ain't no leotard. You know, they immediately, just like the picture, just like my fucking cover photo, you know. Yeah, I ain't no socialist libtard cuck, you know. That's pretty much what they think Jesus would say. But the doomsday analogy, that's pretty much what I'm seeing. These people are amping themselves up to fight no one, and when they fight no one, eventually what's going to happen is they'll just catch us off guard and attack us. That's what's going to happen. And everyone, it'll probably be a massacre, which is the most horrifying thought. I mean, if you look at it, look at the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Immediately after Kyle Rittenhouse case and all these other cases, these motherfuckers just thought, oh, it's shooting free season. We can go shoot some motherfuckers now, you know, and that's not cool. That's not the case. You just can't go around shooting motherfuckers. And the courts, you're not getting the same judge Kyle Rittenhouse got, you dumbass. You're getting different judges, you know, so it's not going to work out. And yeah, motherfuckers are getting convicted left and right now. White people too, which is kind of crazy. And not your regular, typical nice white guy, you know, the non-racist kind. This is, if we're talking full-fledged redneck motherfuckers that are hunting black people type shit. I just really wish these people could see. And you know what? I think I've come up with a solution to wake these people up. We and this is crazy because this is coming from the secular atheist, and this is for Americans specifically because most Americans are Christians and whatnot, or some kind of sect of that shit. We need to force them to read their Bibles. We need to make them comprehend their Bibles and actually understand what they're reading. And when they finally get the reading comprehension level to actually understand, it'll click instantly. And that feeling, I don't know. I don't give a damn how they feel at this point. I really don't, because they don't give a damn how anyone else feels. So fuck their feelings. Feelings aside, we need to force them to read their books, their biblical texts. And we need to understand the history of their biblical texts. And we need them to understand. Actually, they can't read that alone, because that'll be the only book they ever read. We need them to get a ninth to 10th grade reading level. Hell, I'll even take a 7th grade reading level. 5th grade. 5th grade. Are you smarter than a 5th grader? Are you smarter than a 5th grader? No, you are not smarter than a 5th grader. If you cannot comprehend what that book says, you are not smarter than... Well, no, those and thous. It's kind of hard for them to understand that. And then if you look at the new translations, they changed text almost entirely in some cases. Like, you look at it and you're like, that don't even fucking make logical sense. But a lot of it doesn't, so...
Beginning with the Daily Wire, who brought the first in the nation lawsuit against the mandate, and the nearly 60 other complainants, including the Federation of Independent Business and a coalition of states who were invited to give oral arguments before the court, have prevailed in our application for injunctive relief. And it means that for today, and very likely forever, Joe Biden's attempt to turn private employers into the enforcement arm of his federal vaccination scheme will not be implemented. The scope of just how badly we beat the bastards is hard to overemphasize.
Dude, they're going to be so pissed. They're going to be so angry because they literally already set the precedent. The precedents. I don't know how to fuck to say it. They already set the stage. Literally with the gay wedding cake case. The reason why the guy got away with not making the gay wedding cake was you can't force someone to make art, right? And they own the store, their store, their rules. You can't, you get me? So if they want, when you come in that motherfucker, they can say, hey man, we don't accept people with masks in here. You know, they can say that. There could be Republicans that literally say, we don't take people with masks. But on the opposite here, the opposite can happen. You could walk into a place and they'll be like, hey man, put on your mask. You make me wear my mask in here. Yeah, you can wear your mask or you can get out. This is the store policy. This has nothing to do with the Joe Biden mandate. This has something to do with the Costco mandate. Not that Costco even, you know, don't sue me, Costco. But they literally can just do what the fuck they please, honestly. So I can see a lot of conservatives getting really pissed in the near future. I think they tripped themselves again.
Besides, writing in concurrence with the order, Justices Gorsuch, Thomas, and Alito point out that had OSHA's rule been allowed to stand, quote, the law would afford OSHA almost unlimited discretion. Says the concurring opinion, quote, the question before us.
So you mean OSHA can literally just change their wording at any time? Oh, well, did you really, I guess you won from that. You won the battle, I guess. Is that what you're saying? I don't know.
Is not how to respond to the pandemic, but who holds the power to do so? The answer is clear. Under the law as it stands today, that power rests with the states and Congress, not OSHA. If the court were to grant such a...
Now he's going to be... I just told you now where the power actually lies. The power actually lies with the business owners. There are a lot of business owners out here that don't want to wear masks. We should let them. I think we should let them. Let them, if they want to die, if a person wants to jump off the damn cliff, who am I to stop him? You get me? I'm not, if it's my best friend, sure. But the motherfucker, I don't know. And he really trying to jump off that motherfucker? And he's violent as well? Sure, dude. Go ahead, man. Yeah, I would be, I don't know if you've seen the Squid Game. I don't want to, spoiler alert. I'd be the glassmaker. I'd definitely be like, why the fuck didn't you say anything? I didn't like those motherfuckers up there. That's why I didn't say anything. I wanted those motherfuckers to jump off the thing, you know? So, I would say the same exact shit, you know? I'm like, those dudes were trying to kill us, remember? Yeah. And then we have one jackass push me off, more than likely. But it's really, I lost my train of thought anyway, and I'm not even going to pretend that I didn't.
Emergency powers, say the justices, declaration of emergencies would never end, and the liberties our Constitution's separation of powers seek to preserve would amount to little. Total victory. Not just for the millions of Americans who've exercised their right not to be vaccinated, but the millions more who oppose the tyranny of this mandate, regardless of their vaccine status. And utter defeat for the Biden government, which sought to enforce its...
Now, in some alternate reality where conservatives make sense, you know, the reality that one that never happened, that one, yeah, he would be saying the opposite. He would be saying the words, we defeated COVID, we won. All it took was a month's time. Everyone just followed the rules for a month, and COVID, we literally fucking eliminated COVID from the face of the earth as a species working together, which would have been beautiful. You know, you could play music behind it. I'm proud to be an American. You know, could throw all that shit on there. It would have been really nice. It would show the world work together for the first time. But conservatism is just, so, you know, they're trying to preserve trash at this point. Like, they're like, if we don't do anything, we may be able to stay like this forever. And people are constantly trying to say, hey, it's not how things work, you know. But they want to go back to a time that never really existed. And that's the problem. And we're trying to build a time that doesn't exist yet, you know. I really want to make a video where I'm literally talking to the people of the future. And it's just an infomercial. I walk out, hi, I'm Josh. I'm from the year 2022. You're probably from year blank number. And I literally explain, you're probably wondering how you got in this state of affairs or how things got so bad. Well, let's go back and then I'll explain how fucked everything got from the start. It literally just became a shit show, and how it just got worse and worse and worse. People are talking about crazy shit. Meanwhile, half the world's on fire. I shouldn't say half the world. California's on fire. The climate change is exasperated. Hurricanes are hitting fucking Gulf of Mexico type shit. All these terrible natural events that we can actually do stuff to actually, you know, fix. And we don't. We don't. And the reason why we don't is rich people don't really see money in it for some reason, which is kind of like short-minded, short-sighted, I believe. Or maybe they're so scared to spend their money that they're like, as soon as I spend it, I won't be the world's richest man anymore, or I won't be in close to getting to be the world's richest man. They're playing around going to space and shit. I really look at this, I want to you know, like people like Elon Musk and Bezos and shit like that. I want to like them. There is a part of me that wants to like them, but they don't even give me the choice of liking them, honestly. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck is going on? What is happening? You got Elon Musk talking about SpaceX, but what the fuck is SpaceX? I'm pretty sure that's just a rocket going to space, right? Correct? Is he going to space and he's mining resources? What the fuck is really going on? You know, and what is really the goal? And I look at these rich people, they're kind of just sitting around, ain't they? You know, maybe they should bootstrap it a little bit, you know, like they tell everyone else. Just bootstrap it and make instead of making, you know, how you say, make me some money, instead of doing that, why don't you make us some better world. You know, it's not that difficult, and you can get paid while doing it. You can give us jobs to do it, and you can make money back off of the shit. But that's not what happens. And then when you do hire people, you don't hire regular people. You hire the top fucking dog, you know, and the top fucking dog, that nigga hires us. So it makes no fucking, I'm done with this shit, man. Fucking done with this shit.
On the American people, literally into the veins of the American people, at threat of financial ruin, just because they're convinced that they know better than you do. Drink their tears, my friends, and enjoy your freedom.
You're trying to drink our tears. Well, that's, I don't know if I should tell them, but that's my fucking cum, dude. You're drinking nut right now, bro. Take that out your hand, man. What are you doing? Again? You tripping, fell again? Stop it. Stop falling. God damn it, we got places to go. I genuinely wonder how the fuck a human being could be so stupid. How the fuck could you not? You know how they say do your own research and they only go to Breitbart? You know, I'm genuinely confused as to, you know, I the only way it does make sense for me is when I look at it like, maybe it's religion, I guess. Maybe they're starting off with religion and they're like, these people are actually satanic. They're satanic devil baby eating worshipers, you know, and when really it's like, nigga, that's a little far-fetched, don't you think? Like, you know, you don't think there's any normal motherfuckers out there? Like, you know, I'm gonna end it right here, because if I keep ranting, I'll go on forever. PragerU, a disappointment as usual. Well, they were never, they'll never usually, this is their bread and butter, actually. PragerU thinking they won. I don't know what I'm gonna name this episode. I don't understand how this could even be considered a win. I guess I can from their perspective, but, they're going to be really fucking pissed when they walk in the store and say, and one of the shop owners goes, as a shop owner, I own this shop. You can't come in here if you don't wear a mask. I make the rules of this shop. You have to follow the rules of the shop. If you don't, we won't serve you and you have to leave. When they hear that, it's going to, their head's going to plop off. Why are you still doing the thing? Because they probably don't want to get sick. And your goal is to, like, spread a disease. You know, you shouldn't impose diseases on people. Like, if I could spread syphilis through sneezing, not only that, like, you know, that would be a very good example. I believe the only way you can convince these people to wear a mask is if you tell them it's lung AIDS. If you go lung AIDS, your lungs will get AIDS. The rest of you may be fine, but your lungs are going to get AIDS. They'll be like, ooh, lung AIDS. I'm all for it. And then they'll you know, have lung orgies and shit. That's probably what they'll do. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about at this point. I'm going to end it here. There'll probably be a commercial after this. This is the Secular Atheist Podcast. Boy.